Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I respect the heck out of the Steelers organization, both as, again, the individuals who run that organization and its legacy and its history, for what the Rooney family has done for the sport on and off the field. Nothing negative can be said about it. I always counsel my players that if you get drafted or you end up playing for the Steelers, you're not going to play for a better organization as to how they treat their staff and their people.
Adisa Bakari, Le'Veon Bell's agent on ESPN. Doesn't sound like it was contentious negotiating with the Steelers. There he is talking about how they are the gold standard when it comes to NFL franchises. So one listener texts into the show at 412-928-9370, and you can do the same. Ron Andrew, if the Steelers don't have Antonio Brown, do you think they're willing to go higher on guaranteed money for Le'Veon Bell?
You know, that's impossible to answer. I mean, they do have Antonio Brown, and they have a limited room underneath the salary cap. But again, I think they pushed right to the very limit here. I don't know how much higher they were going to go. Obviously, they weren't going to go any higher. So I would answer no to that question. They've never in the past overpaid, you know, maybe a little bit, but they decide what they think a guy's value is, and that's what they offer him. And if he doesn't take it, then they shake hands and say move on.
See, I think it does factor in, because on some teams, Le'Veon Bell would be looked at as the centerpiece of the offense. Like, we need this guy. We absolutely can't lose this guy. He's the biggest reason why our offense is what it is.
Like, well, I believe that. He is. Like, they can't afford to lose him, but they can't afford to lose Antonio either.
Like in Dallas, they would feel that way about Zeke Elliott. He's our best offensive player. In L.A., they'd feel that way about Gurley. He's our best offensive player, or most important offensive player. Here, that's not the case. The best player is Brown. The most important player is Roethlisberger. He's in a unique situation where on most teams he would be looked at as the most valuable guy on offense, and I don't think that's the case here. So he's more expendable to the Steelers than he is, I think, the vast majority of NFL teams. So I think from a leverage standpoint, that probably hurt him in negotiations. Here's John. He's on the Fan. Hi, John.
How you doing, guys?
Hey, man.
I think the NFL should take the NBA's, like, model here and go with the Larry Bird rule. So I think it's very unfair for running backs who come in round late first or second and had to prove their worth before they get a big deal, but in order to prove their worth, they take a hell of a lot of damage. But with the Larry Bird rule, you allow teams like the Steelers who draft these guys and develop these guys to pay them what they show their worth, even above it, without counting too much against their cap to keep them on their team. And the NBA has been doing this for years, whereas if you leave the team, you can get your max level from some other team, but you can't do it if you leave the team. So you can get the most money the team to draft it on, and I think it solves a lot of the NFL problems, because a guy like Jimmy Garoppolo should not be making more than Le'Veon Bell. It's just ridiculous when you say it out loud, and there's ways around it if the NFL was going to actually do something in the mold of what the NBA does with their players.
See, I'm going to say this about your Garoppolo comparison, and Ron, you probably disagree with this. I think if Le'Veon Bell and Jimmy Garoppolo were both free agents right now, Garoppolo would get more money than Bell.
Well, obviously. What do you get, $28 million,
right,
or something? And Bell's not going to get that next year. He's going to get a lot, but he's not going to get that. It's a quarterback versus a running back.
It's
a bad comparison.
It's a marketplace thing. Teams are desperate for the quarterbacks.
They're not as desperate for running backs. Are San Francisco ridiculous for paying him that based on five games? You can argue
that. I don't know if they have a choice.
But he's a quarterback.
I don't think they have a choice.
Quarterbacks always make the most, and I have no problem with that.
Yeah, I don't think the NFL system with its salary cap is so broken that we need to put in extra rules or stipulations that allow the team that has the player to offer him more money than the teams in free agency. That's the way it works in the NBA. The team that has the player can offer him more money than what the guy can get in free agency, and I just don't feel like the league requires that. In the NFL, typically, really good players stay with their team. It's not like baseball or basketball, or maybe to a lesser extent hockey, where good players chase money and go from team to team. Usually, If you're a franchise quarterback or you're a transcendent lineman, or look at the Browns, Joe Thomas playing there his whole career. So I don't think we need any kind of rules or extra qualifiers on the salary cap to allow for teams like the Steelers to keep Le'Veon Bell. They gave him a deal that was almost 50% greater than the second highest paid running back in the league, and he said no to it. That's his prerogative. Daryl's on the fan. Hi, Daryl.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Good show as always. Can I ask a question? Has the signing bonus been revealed? I mean, a real number? Because if that hasn't happened, we're just spinning our wheels.
$10 million.
It's been reported that the signing bonus was 10.
Okay, so let me ask this question: why would I sign for 10 when I'm when I can make 14.5? Why would I do that?
Well, he would have made, according to what the reports are, he would have made 17 this year. This bonus was just 10, and then the salary would have been 7 this year, and then it would have gone up incrementally. They said, 33 would have made, Andrew?
Yeah, 33
over the first
2 years.
So.
But you guys all know, it's about guaranteed money. And at $7 million next year, I don't care how you wrap it, we can all speculate. He's probably going to be here. It might be a 95 or 99%. Chance he's going to be on the roster, that ain't guaranteed.
This coming season he would make 17.
Well,
including the signing bonus. Is that money? You don't consider that guaranteed? You think they're going to sign him? You think they're going to? Daryl, listen for a second. You think they're going to sign him? Give him a $10 million bonus and then cut him before the season?
Well, here's the thing with that, Ron. We don't know what happens between now and then. And his thing is this, and I will even go further. Okay, let's just assume that's the 10. He's going to make 17 if he plays the year out. He said he's not playing. He's not going to sign for anything less than he is scheduled to make this year. That's what he said. I don't see a problem with him sticking to his guns.
Daryl, you've lost me totally on this. He could have made 17 this year. He's going to make 14 and a half. So, I get his right to turn it down, and that's fine. But don't tell me he's going to make less this year or make more this year than he would have if he'd have signed the deal.
Okay, let's just assume. Okay. But here's the thing we can't assume. We can't assume that $7 million. Clearly he didn't. He said he wanted 14.5. I mean, I'm just going by what.
All right, Daryl. I don't know how better to explain it to you than he would have made 17 this year if he had signed the deal. That's all I can tell you.
I mean,
and he's going to make 14 and a half, and that's certainly not chump change. And he'll be in a position where he won't be. Have a deal. He'll be a free agent. He can sign himself to the highest bidder. He didn't have that opportunity this year.
The simplest way to put it is that nothing beyond this year was guaranteed.
Absolutely. That's a fair way to put it.
And I think his end game here is to sign a contract where a bigger chunk of the deal is guaranteed.
Because if he gets hurt this year, then he would still get it. Right. That makes sense.
Sebastian's next. Hi, Sebastian.
Hey, guys, great show.
Thank you.
What I find interesting is that the Steelers went against the trend of what the NFL is doing. No one is paying running backs big, big money. DeMarco Murray had the best season a few years ago. He got cut. He just got recently cut by the Titans because he was due $6.5 million.
And now he retired.
Now he retired. He was at the end of his career. They had Derrick Henry there.
They felt like it was
a better way to go out and get somebody like Deion Lewis for half the money. Now, saying that, I felt like it would have been a better option for the Steelers to go out and trade Le'Veon Bell, free up that cap room, get something in return. You could have went out and got somebody like a Deion Lewis, like a Carlos.
Yeah, but that would have needed to happen back in April. They would have needed to tell his agent to go out there and shop for a long-term contract with another team, and then they would have needed to orchestrate a sign-and-trade like the Dolphins and Browns did with Jarvis Landry, is what they would have needed to do.
I know we got a break. Sports Illustrated just reporting that Darrell Revis officially announced his retirement. I don't know if it's via Twitter or whatever.
Yeah, Revis just put out a statement.
I don't think he was going to play this year anyhow. I don't think anybody wanted him this year, but he made it official. Great Aliquippa player, great Pitt player. Great NFL player, Hall of Fame player, calling it quits today. officially.
Later on in the show, we're going to talk to Andrew Brandt from Sports Illustrated and The Athletic. He was the Packers GM. And so we can ask him a little bit more about the guaranteed money in this deal and why Bell turned it down and why the Steelers didn't go higher in the deal, why wide receivers are getting more than running backs. So a lot to do. We'll get into some of the Pirates' issues at the All-Star break, some of baseball's issues at the All-Star break, both of them coming to a head down in Washington, D.C. this week. And we'll also have, like Ron just mentioned, news on Darrell Revis, who's calling it a career. 412-928-9370 is how you join us. It's Cook and Pony on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.